Now it's time for jazz. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Couple hours of great jazz music up ahead of us. We're going to start right in with a hit from Trombone Shorty. Trombone Shorty, starting things off here from his latest CD called Back of Town. And we heard the track called Where You At. And definitely some kicking trombone arrangements there and horn arrangements going on there. Definitely dug that. And thanks to Sherm and Sharon, who kind of turned me on to that album last night. We had a great time over at their pad, eating and listening to jazz music and drinking some wine. We had a good time. So thanks, Sherm and Sharon. And we're going to continue on with some more jazz music. We're going to get into some Matt Wilson, a fine drummer. And this is from an album called That's Gonna Leave a Mark. We'll be right back. Yeah, Matt Wilson, a fine drummer. And that's from his album, a 2009 release called That's Gonna Leave a Mark. And we heard a couple of tracks from that one. We start out with Shusha Buster and then finished it off with the, I believe it's a Miles Davis composition. If it's not his composition, he definitely did that as part of his repertoire, did Miles Davis. But this is Matt Wilson, and the track was Two Bass Hit. Again, from the album, That's Gonna Leave a Mark, and that one has on it, besides Matt Wilson playing that killing drums, it's Andrew D'Angelo on alto sax and bass clarinet, Jeff Lederer on tenor, and Chris Lightcap on bass. Yeah, I dug that. And if you dig Matt Wilson, he's actually going to be appearing along with Noah Preminger, who's leading the band in New Haven tonight. And that's going to start at about 7:30 tonight over at the St. Paul and St. James Episcopal Church in New Haven, 57 Olive Street, to be precise, in New Haven. Tonight, starting at 7:30, and it's going to be a hometown CD release party from Noah Preminger, because he released a CD recently called Before the Rain. Tonight, it's going to feature Noah Preminger on tenor, Matt Closey on bass, Frank Kimbrough on piano, and Matt Wilson on drums. So it's going to be a great show. You can check out more about that by going to jazzhaven.org. And you can check out the details on tonight's show, including a map of how to get there. That's not too early. So 7:30 tonight, check it out. We're going to listen to some Noah Preminger from his CD, Before the Rain. We're going to hear a track called Ab Reaction. We'll be right back. Yeah, very dramatic composition, I would say, and very dramatic playing from Noah Preminger and his quartet. That's from the album Before the Rain, and that features Noah Preminger on tenor, John Hebert on bass, Frank Kimbrough on piano, and Matt Wilson on drums. And as I mentioned before the track, Noah's appearing in New Haven at the St. Paul and St. James Episcopal Church, beginning at 7:30 this night, so 7:30 tonight. So if you're in the area, definitely head on down. Still time to get there, even if you're in the Hartford area. Time to get down there to New Haven and catch that show. Definitely a worthwhile show. We've seen Noah many times, so check it out. If you want more information, go to jazzhaven.org. All right, time now is 6:21. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and welcome, listeners. Hope you're digging tonight's show so far. Kind of going out there. We started out getting funky and then kind of played some, I would say, free-form jazz music for the last few tracks. So I hope you dug that. We're going to kind of get back into the mainstream now with a great, great drummer. And this is one of his earlier albums from back in the 60s. Name of the drummer I'm speaking of is Roy Haynes. And this is the Roy Haynes Quartet from the album Out of the Afternoon. Thank you. Roy Haynes, the Roy Haynes Quartet from the album Out of the Afternoon. And we heard two tracks from that. We started out with Snap Crackle and then finished up. Man, there was some killer double saxophone work on that by Rahsaan Roland Kirk. And after that, we heard If I Should Lose You, which again had some just killing tenor sax work from Rahsaan. And I love that trading fours on that and that rendition of the standard, If I Should Lose You. Roy Haynes Quartet. And that album is a great album. That was kind of introduced to me by one of our listeners who posted something on my Facebook page and told me about this Roy Haynes album and asked me to do a Rahsaan Roland Kirk special. I'm going to do a little set following this mic break with some more Rahsaan Roland Kirk. But thanks to Dave Musselman for introducing me to this great album, Roy Haynes Quartet, Out of the Afternoon. And listen to the lineup on this one, because it's a great lineup. We got, of course, Roy Haynes playing drums. Rahsaan Roland Kirk on tenor sax. On this album, he plays, of course, his full array of reed instruments. You know, saxes, flutes, manzillos, stritch. All that stuff does Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Tommy Flanagan, one of the great piano players of all times, on this as well. Henry Grimes on bass, and as I mentioned, Roy Haynes on drums. Recorded back in 1962 on Impulse Records. And really dig that album. As I said, I was going to play some more Rahsaan Roland Kirk. We're going to get into a little set of his fine music, starting with Theme for the Ulippians.
You wouldn't forget him either if you had met him where I met him. Talking about desolation. Lord, desolation is a railroad station round about 2 a.m. on a weeknight. When you walk into desolation like that, and suddenly, out of nowhere, comes a warm song, you aren't about to forget it. This is the first time, though, that I've heard him at an airport. I know he moves along the piers. He calls himself a journey agent, a Ulippian. Says his friends, the poets and the artists and musicians, are Ulippians, too. Hey, listen. Listen to his tune. Calls it his duty-free gift for the traveler.
Thank you. keep you strong. It would make love a guess, spinning round and round. And when meteors fall, love would reach the ground.
If there were no moon,
calls himself a journey agent, a Ulypian, calls his friends the poets, the artists, musicians, journey agents too, calls this his duty-free gift for the traveler.
Castle dance, not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was an incredible performance and definitely a unique rendition of that great standard, as only Rahsaan Roland Kirk could do, really turn that beautiful love song into just a, I don't know how to describe it. It was very, very nice. My one and only love. So I'll dedicate that to my one and only love, Clara, who's home after a week's absence. So definitely glad she got home safe and sound, and I can't wait to get home and see her again. So that's for you, Claire. That was part of a Rahsaan Roland Kirk set, and let me go through that. The last one you heard was from an album called Compliments of the Mysterious Phantom, and that one features, let's see who's on that track, Rahsaan Roland Kirk on reeds and flute, Hilton Ruiz on piano, Henry Pearson on bass, John Goldsmith on drums, and Samson Verge on percussion. And before that, we heard a couple from one of Rahsaan's last albums called Return of the 5,000 Pound Man, and an album I really, really like. Started out with Theme from the Ulippians, and then we followed that up with Rahsaan's rendition of the John Coltrane classic Giant Steps. And on that, the core group on that is Rahsaan Roland Kirk on tenor, Manzillo, Stritch, clarinet, flute, harmonica, and euphonium, Howard Johnson on tuba, Romeo Pink on baritone sax, Hilton Ruiz on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. On that, there was also a cast of vocalist, sounds at times like He just kind of pulled people in from the street and had them sing those parts. Theme from the Ulippians, though, the recitation on that was by Betty Niels. So, yeah, very interesting. Rahsaan, man, he was one of a kind. Someone I really wish I had been able to see live and in person, but unfortunately he passed away, and I never got to see him live. Who I did see live, though, was this week. Larry Willis came to Hartford and did some master classes and a jam session at Black Eyed Sally's and finished up with just a great concert at University of Hartford. And he played this song as a trio, and it was very, very touching the way he played it. And I wanted you to hear it. This one is called Ethiopia from Larry Willis. Very nice. Very, very nice. I like that. I like those two songs together and the way one blended into the other. Very different yet similar in some ways. So I really like that album. What you just heard was Vijay Iyer, who is one of my favorite modern pianists. And he just put out a great album with along with Prasanna, who's, as you heard, a really fine Indian-styled guitarist, and a tabla player named Nitin Mehta. So the album's called Tirtha, Vijay Iyer, Prasanna, and Nitin Mehta. I hope I'm saying that right. Very much dug that. Before that, we heard from Larry Willis from his album The Offering. And we heard the track called Ethiopia, which he performed here in Hartford on Tuesday night at the Hart School of Music, and it was a great performance.